There's something strange going on there. It's the news, according to me. Yeah, here we are. It's Wednesday. That's what it is. Wednesday, April 8th, 2026, 8:49 a.m. I am your host, Kevin, the one and only, at least in this room right now. Well, good morning, folks. It is good to be with you here. I've got, welcome to the news, according to me. It's the news. According to me, not according to you, it's according to me. So that's how that works. Oh, hey, it's still kind of chilly out there. It looks nice outside, like it should be like a spring day, and it should be very warm, but it's not. You step outside and it takes kind of, you know, your nose hairs kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say they freeze, but it's, I base everything in the weather up based on my nose hairs. That's extremely sensitive nose hairs. You probably weren't expecting to tune into a podcast this morning with a guy talking about his nose hairs. I was going to say something else. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a lot of things I'm not. There's a big long list of things. I'm going to start a website with all the things I'm not, because it's just too much to contain in my, you know, just in one show. That way I can put a disclaimer out there and just say, these are all things I'm not. We're adding to it daily. It's a longer list. It grows exponentially. It's like a compounding list. So if you can't do this, then you also can't do all these other things as well. So it's kind of a, for everything you can't do, there's, you know, 100 things you can't do because you can't do that thing. So there's, and then for each one of those 100 things, there's something, you know, there's another 100 things. So it's just a, I'm wearing myself out just talking about what I can't do. And that's kind of like what life is about, isn't it? I guess I have lots of things to get into. One of the things I'm going to get into this morning is what's in my cup. I still have, this is the last of my sweet peach tea. I will have to make some more today or tomorrow, one of the two. I've got to get myself all set up for vacation after this next week. I start vacation on Monday of next week. I'm trying to move some vacation around. I've got this potential trip that I might be able to take while I'm next month that I would like to take down to the southern part of the continent of South America. I don't know if it's going to work or not. Well, it's I'm going to try to get this worked out. Yesterday, things went from being about a 10% chance I was going to get to go. And now it looks like I will find out sometime today. I think I will find out sometime today if it looks like it will either be down to another 10% or 5% that I will get to go, or it'll be moved to about a 65 to 70% chance I can go. And then I won't really know for sure until about the 19th of this month or the 20th, depending on how that all pans out. I need to find out because a week later I'll be taking off. So it's kind of one of those, here I am kind of on standby things, and kind of a weird place to be. Anyway, I'm kind of not getting my hopes up too much, but just, you know, it's a possibility. I don't have any hope. I'm just not too convinced right now. What are we doing out here? We got some things coming up. We got interesting things to talk about this morning. I don't know what I was going to do. I think I was going to have a live show. I'm not going to have a live show after all. I've got to get out of here by 10 o'clock in the morning. It's an hour from now. And if I do an hour show, that means I got to leave as soon as I push the off button. It doesn't give me any time to do anything with the uploading process. I have a few things to talk about. We'll get into it. We're going to talk about some things about that's happening kind of on the right side of the aisle. Some people folks who used to be considered conservatives, and I think that they've dragged some people over into an area where they don't belong. There's this kind of this weird no man's land we're going to talk about on the political spectrum right now. That it's kind of this weird thing going on, and I try to kind of help you understand it. There's people noticing it. There's a channel called. We'll get into it. We'll get into it later. Right after this quick brief intermission.
It's the news. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news. Yeah.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's the news. In case you didn't know, it's the news, according to me. That's what that is. So that's what that's all about. I was getting into this. So I kind of browse through some things in the mornings if I have time. A lot of times I'll listen to stuff overnight. Last night I had this whole playlist I was going to listen to, and I was just so wiped out. I had about 5 or 6 videos I was going to listen to. I usually just turn them on, put them down there. I just kind of listen to them as I'm going to sleep. I don't even remember half of the first one. Normally I get through the first one, and then it's kind of iffy. I put a long one on at the end. Usually what I'll do is I'll put some kind of long, like Sean Ryan or something on at the end, like a 2-hour long video, just in case I get some kind of insomnia or something. That will put me to sleep. Typically, he's kind of drone on about something. He's not a real high energy guy. Interesting information. He had this thing on Easter. I think it was an Easter show or before Easter. This guy came in and talked about the Shroud of Turin. And this guy he was pushing Sean pretty good on something. He had this helmet. It was the helmet of crowns, the thorn of crowns. Crown of Thorns. And it was a helmet made out. It was just this thing that, and it was made, it was a replica of probably what would have been used at the time. Now, he had this thing in the studio with him, and he was showing Sean this, and he let Sean hold it. And he kept, probing Sean about what are you thinking? He's kind of wanting to know what his thoughts were. What are you thinking about when you look at that thing? This is a guy who knows pain. He's been through a lot. This is going to have a profound effect on Sean, I'm sure. Sean has claimed he's come out as a Christian. He believes he's a believer. Now he's not necessarily, some super mature person in the faith. He's a mature person as a person, but he's a relatively new believer. He's not necessarily, I would say, hasn't had a lot of life depth experience with his faith. And this is something you notice in younger people, especially. You have to go through some tough stuff in life, to get your faith to dig down deep. It kind of makes the roots go down deeper, kind of thing. And it's just typically the way it is. You can believe all the right things, and you can have all the right theology, if you will, all the right beliefs, have been given all the right information. But that's not really... It's not who you are until it becomes real and you have to dig into that. And I think that's something that life does for us. It continues to give us challenges and issues and works on our character. And that having that correct information there when it's needed helps to get us through those times, and it just helps to for those roots of faith to go deeper down into who we are. As long as you know who you are. There's you know, people can depend on religion. Some people go deeper into religion. Some people go deeper into whatever it is they're into in life. And then there's the, you know, you can go deeper into a relationship with God. And I think that's just a difference. There's a big difference there between relationship with God and religion, relationship with a religion. And it's institutionalized religion. It just, I'm sorry, I just have a lot of issues that are going on there with a lot of that stuff. But it's because it becomes so man-centric. All right, but anyway, having said all that, what is going on in my watch? I got notifications coming in here. I got a couple things that I've talked about. There's this channel called Kevin 24/7. It's not my channel. If you look at the guy, you'd obviously know it's not me. There's no way you could get us confused. He happens to have a lot darker skin than I have, for whatever that means. It's called Kevin 24/7. I think is what it's called. The number's 24/7. The he does a lot. He kind of does a longer form video. It's usually 30 minutes long, between 20 and 40 minutes long. Typically, it's pretty rare for him to have one that's 20 minutes long or anything shorter than that. He usually does. It's usually about 30 minutes on his stuff, which is and he kind of hashes things through pretty thoroughly. It's kind of a slow-paced show. But he had this I listened to it this morning, and it was I actually didn't get through it all. I was trying to listen to it before the show here, and it was really good. He had a lot of clips of people like Tucker Carlson, and he hadn't gotten to Candace Owens yet. He's just about to get to that part of it, about things that they have said in the past and the things they're saying now. And there's several individuals. You know, Stephen A. Miller, one of the things he had on his show was this clip of Stephen A. Miller saying he could probably win the presidency, at least win the Democrat nomination or win the presidency, just because he's, you know, whatever, he had all these reasons why he could win. Now, there are people saying that Gavin Newsom needs to give it up. He can't win. There's no way he can do it. He's being discredited. His wife is she's saying things that, and this is where the bubble, I think, gets distorted on the right when people start saying things like, there's no way Gavin Newsom could ever be president. Oh, his wife is out there making a fool of him and saying these things about him and making him out to be. You can't say that, because did you see the last person who ran for president on the left? No, and any normal individual would look at that and say, there's no way this woman should be a president. There's no way this woman could possibly run. How in the world could they think of this woman as? That's because you're wrapped in a bubble. You have to understand the left. These are people who have no understanding of what's going on the left. Because what's happening, it doesn't matter who it is. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. It doesn't matter who they are, what their policies are. Barack Obama proved that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that policy doesn't matter. It's the color of your skin. Policy doesn't matter. It's that you're not Trump. Policy doesn't matter. It's that you're a woman of color. That's all that matters. They don't care what your life has been like or what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter, as long as you're running against the Republicans. If you're on the Democrat ticket, regardless of how you got there, it doesn't matter whether you went through a primary or not. If you're on that ticket, you are the anointed one. There's no policy involved. There's no ethical standards other than their own righteousness that gets involved in this whole thing. You are coronated, and then that's it. You're done. You are the one. You're the chosen one, and yet there can be no other. There were people right after the election who said that she should run again. She should, you know. No, That's how ridiculous. There were people after Hillary Clinton lost. They were basking in the afterglow of how wonderful a president she would have been and how great she was for coming out with a purple tie, with a purple outfit, because that's red and blue mixed together and we're going to work together. She's trying to create unity even now. She's such a wonderful person. They're completely blind to who she actually is. Now, I'm not blind to who Trump is. Everybody's all mad at the guy for what's happening with Iran. They're mad at him for what he tweeted on Easter. A lot of things like that. It's just, you know, he's not doing himself any favors by doing some of those things. At the same time, he's not my pastor. Would I like it if he didn't do some things? Yeah, absolutely. I would like it, but he's not a guy I call on the phone all the time. He's not my best friend. He's not one of those people that I don't even think I'd like to hang out with the guy. I'd probably, if I was invited to a dinner, it'd be great. I'd be awesome. He's a president. Be an interesting character to interview. But as far as, you know, being a part of my inner circle, I don't know that let's put it this way. I'm not enamored by I'm not starstruck by the guy. Okay. It's just like some people are. He's just a person. He's a guy. He's just a guy. What he thinks of himself, it's good for him. I'm not going to fawn over the guy like some people do. He makes some good decisions. He may have some good ideas and policies and some standards that I approve, that I like. A lot of things I don't like. Whatever. Get over it. But the left is so off their rocker, blind rage, bat crazy, that they just can't see beyond anything. Everything is governed by, if Trump said it, then it has to be bad. And it's insanity. It is literally delirium that is, it goes beyond, I don't know, like I said, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist, I'm just saying. These people are nuts. That's all I'm saying. That's all I can say is,
what's wrong with you people?
That's all I can say about that. So yeah. So anyway, by the way, that sweet tea, it's good, but it's about at the end of its loop, I think. But yeah, it's nice and refreshing. Anyway, so what's happening here is we got people like Tucker. Here's what has happened now since the election and since some things have happened. Now remember, Tucker was hanging out with Trump prior to the election. Tucker got very popular. There's some things that have happened after. Tucker was on Fox News. This whole thing has kind of gone down this hill of, he got booted out of Fox News. He started his own little channel on the internet. And he was very popular on Fox News, and he was pushing on some issues that some people wanted. Now, Alex Jones was also a very popular guy among some of the anti-establishment crowd. And Alex, Jones was a very big Trump supporter at one point. Also, Candace Owens, very much a staunch debater, arguer person, type person against, of course, Ben Shapiro was kind of an anti-Trumper initially. He's come around to kind of some things in Trump. You won't hear him saying anything bad about Trump right now because of what's happening with Iran. He sees this because he's all in for Israel. That's just the way that is. Now, I'm not saying good or bad or whatever it is. It's just that's what it is. He will, you know, and then eventually when Trump does something that he doesn't like, he'll come back out. But by the end of Trump's term, I'm sure he's going to be saying bad things about him. He's just back and forth with all that stuff because it's all about Ben. It's not about anybody else. The interesting thing here about Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, they're all, Alex Jones now is at the point where he's saying Trump is crazy. He's insane. He's going to start a world war. He's going to start a nuclear war. Saying the same things that the left has been telling us that has never happened. You got people on the left saying he's never going to leave office. I'm not sure he's going to make it through this term. Never is a long time, first of all, and people, you know, they have a finite number of days. It's just the way it is. And when you come out with that kind of hyperbole, like well, he's just going to keep on going. We're not going to have elections in 2028. You're insane. You're nuts. Get some help. Stop. Get some help. It's a problem again.
What's wrong with you people?
It just keeps going. And here, Kevin 24/7 did a really good job. I was going to play some of the clips, but I'd rather just have you go to his channel and listen to it. He presents it in a way I just, you know, by the time I present it, it's rehashed materials. And I kind of get tired of that. But just go to his channel. It's interesting because he pulls up all these old clips of Tucker Carlson saying things just relatively a few years ago. Candace Owens saying things just a few years ago. Some of the things that Alex Jones is saying now. There's this interesting thing that happens here. See, this doesn't happen in one day. They don't flip a switch in one day. What ends up happening is they start to question some things. Start kind of going off in kind of a sideline, and they start dragging more and more of their listeners off into this weird place to be, where all of a sudden their whole ideology has changed, especially on certain issues, and they don't even realize that they themselves have shifted so far in a particular direction that they can't even recognize themselves anymore. And that's kind of where they're at right now. It is happening, and there are these people who don't like what, you know, they don't like what's happening with Iran. Now, where do I stand? Where do you stand, Kevin? I don't know enough to have a stance on this. I really don't. I can tell you what my gut is saying. I can tell you kind of what my lack. If I give you my opinion, it's based on very limited information. I don't know. I have an opinion, but I just have to understand with that disclaimer. It's based on very limited understanding of what's going on over there. There are the religious factions that are there are very. It's just not a typical governmental country. Now, one of the things I was thinking about yesterday, I'll just bring this up. Now, Christianity, there's never been really a government. It's not a really, Christianity is not a governmental system. Now, there's been some governments that have been like the European model, I guess would be the king and the queen were the head of the Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic king and queen were the Roman king was the head of the church at one time. And so it was a governmental system. They used religion as their government. But the religion itself has never been made to be a theocracy. It's never been designed to be that, other than within the church itself. And of course, when you try to run a nation as a church, it's a weird combination of things. Now, having said that, there's just a lot of complexities here. Islam itself, especially radical Islam, is a system that will pay homage to no government. It has to become a government system. It's a very different perspective on what it is as a religion. It is not a personal relationship religion. It is a very much a law-governed religion, that it, basically you have to have a legal, I should say, a governmental system that runs your community, it runs your life, runs the community of believers. It has its own Sharia law. It has all these things that they still go with. Now, the Old Testament law was kind of a way to bring about societal governance, if you want to call it that. But the Sharia and the other things, there are many, many other things that go much deeper into that, and they want to bring that back into place in terms of their legal structure. They want to run parallel laws. Now, something interesting happened in Quebec recently. It was right around the Easter time. Somehow Quebec has, Ontario, Canada, or is it Ontario, Canada, Quebec, Ontario, where it is. The province of Ontario has actually done some things up there that, Quebec, has done some things interesting with their standards and their codes and all the things that they have. What do they call it? A constitution? What do they call it? Whatever. And they basically have baked into their system the fact that Christianity in and of itself, and when they say Christianity, they're talking mostly Catholic, is a part of the church, is fundamentally based on Christian beliefs, and they cannot run a parallel society, which is what most places are trying to do now. They're trying to run Islam, the Muslims in their communities have their own courts. They do their own thing with regard to enforcing the law, their own law. There are even courts in Europe now that will give way to the Sharia law, and it is becoming a very mixed up mess. And it's they're trying to do it here as well. There are communities here now that have that kind of thing. Now, when you have a mayor like Mondani. And of course, you had the mayor of London, I think it was, or whoever it was. He was also kind of a problem. Gave way and gave sympathy to certain groups and gave them leeway. It goes down this road, and next thing you know, you have a society that's being torn apart, and that's kind of what's happened. Now, having said all that, the interesting thing that we have here with some of this is that there are. How do I put this? You have this Alex Jones thing. You have all this. They've kind of been these are people who've kind of been outed by the Trump administration. They've been critical of the Trump administration, and therefore they have to kind of exclude themselves. And they've kind of found themselves on the outs with certain people, certain groups, and they become bitter, jealous, whatever it is. And the next thing you know, they go down this negative road that they can't get out of. It's a weird deal. And that's what I see happening right now. It's interesting to hear the changes that have happened with some of these people and some of the things that they've said and what they're saying now and what they've said then. Tucker Carlson's come out very critical of what the president is doing right now, especially some things he just said on Easter and all that other stuff. And yet, not that many years ago, he was saying, I don't even know if it was even a year ago, he was saying things about how, you know, he doesn't care whether his president mocks Islam. Because he was attacking, because Tucker was attacking Islam at the time. He was showing, he had people on showing how ridiculous how it's kind of scary in a ridiculous way. The Islamic faith is with regard to how it permeates communities and societies and what ends up happening with it. And you've got a full example of that, full on in Iran. There's a tipping point that Iran went to. You know, the entire country was, they just thought, well, it's a big deal. Is these mullahs are going to take over, whatever, it's, you know, and then find out later that it's become a real issue. Now they're under this regime. Life has changed dramatically there. So it's one of those things that people are very, it's not Islamophobia. It's not anything. It's the fear of becoming Islam. It's going to happen. This is weird stuff. It's just some weird stuff like that. Anyway, I'll be back in a little bit. We'll talk about what's going to be on the show tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, possibly. I might do a live show tomorrow instead of doing, I don't know. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how all this goes. But tomorrow is going to be Thunder Thursday. We're going to have some, that's usually when I try to have audio clips is on Thursday. So we'll try to do that tomorrow. See how it all goes. In the meantime, and yeah, we'll be back right here after this little brief cool interlude here.
It's the news according to me.
Get that bass in there now.
It's the news according to me. Oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me,
hey.
It's the news. Yeah, according to me,
it's the news.
It's the news. Child.
According to me.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's the news. According to me.
There you go. That's all there is about that. So tomorrow, give me a call on the show. Give me a text call. Whatever you want to do. Numbers are down again. I don't know what's going on with the numbers. Numbers are weird. The numbers were up. What was it? It was weird spike in the numbers on the over the weekend. Like 10 times what it normally is. Actually, that's almost 20 times what it normally is. I don't understand that whatsoever. I have no idea. The map is lit up all over the place in terms of the geographic stats and kind of interesting stuff. Be back tomorrow. In the meantime, we're going to find out more about what's going on with this whole thing with Iran. The next 24 hours should be very critical in terms of what's happening over there. And we've taken out some bridges and some other things. And it's not just willy-nilly taking out any bridge that's out there. But we're going to talk about some more of that. And then we're going to have some more things on what's going on. But that's all I got to say about that. We have, 574. Call 574-651-7685 if you would like to call the show, text the show. Go to google.com/voice. You can actually leave a message there if you'd like. If you use that number, you can get into the show. Anyway, you can leave a message, voicemail message, or you can text the show, whichever one. If you have a question, comment, something you'd like for me to talk about, or you want to know what my opinion is on something, that'd be fine. All right, we have, that's all I got for now. That's all I got for the show. That's it. If you want to tune out, you can, or you can just stop the recording right now if you want to, because you're not going to get anything besides the last part of my saying, God bless. And in the meantime, I'll see you.